Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so I just want to say a couple things. This is a time when T-Hack really loves singing.
Yes.
So it's his time to shine. Now, when I say that, that doesn't mean the rest of you shut up.
Yes, sir.
We all sing, but it's his time to shine.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope.
Wow.
Decide.
I think I just hit a note I've never hit before. By the way.
Somebody did. Is that you?
Yeah, I think so.
It was really good.
Thank you.
It was like a harmony.
Thank you.
I was like, who did that? I thought it was Aaron. She has musical ability. Like you. So
you
that
do?
Was an accident?
Yeah. Oh my God. I don't. I do not really have musical ability.
Yeah, no. Whatever you just did was like a minor ninth or something. It was a cool note.
What's the phrase? Even a blind squirrel.
Even a blind squirrel. Yeah.
Finds a nut.
The thing that happened there that would only be visible, like if you go to our YouTube channel and watch the entirety of News or Nope, is T-Hack is now, because I've said he's shining, he's doing like the Jacob Collier calling his pitch with his right hand.
Yeah.
He's like,
I'm trying to ask, can we get this mic like to come down from the ceiling?
Oh, so yeah. So we can really absolutely make
start,
that
like,
happen for you.
Sidestepping and snapping.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Okay. Time to move on.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Some very sad breakup news in Hollywood.
Breakup?
Yeah.
Wait, this is one I don't know, and Aaron already knows. What is it?
Yeah, Shaun White and Nina Dobrev have broken up and ended their engagement.
They have?
I'm genuinely shocked. They just got engaged and announced it last November.
Okay.
So, like, about a year ago, a little less than, and I don't know what happens. It was
a
mutual decision.
I haven't seen a single thing that says, like, why.
Yeah. And, like, they were posting together at a wedding, I think, in Italy as of June.
Were they at Bezos' wedding?
No, I don't think so.
Somebody else got married there.
So yeah, just it was made with deep love and respect for one another.
They don't have kids or anything together. They're just like
But they're so cute.
Is she like? Can I see her? Can somebody show me a picture of her?
You
like,
know,
yeah, she's,
if she's on the market.
And by the way, both their Instagrams still have their engagement post up, which is interesting.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Huh. All right.
Yeah.
I'm just always shopping, you know. I just want to window shop.
Yeah, I thought T-Hack was pulling it up for you.
Yeah, I am.
It doesn't matter.
Here, here.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
she's cute.
Yeah.
They're a cute couple.
She's definitely like older than me, so maybe she's kind of age appropriate.
Good evening. Another ginger news.
What? It's weird.
Because it was Shaun White.
No, I know. But like, it's like, and then you're delivering it. Dude, can you try that?
And then the third, Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
Says that he is moving to the U.S.
Now, I heard that's not real.
Because he has a massive
town.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He has a massive what?
Like a town in England. He bought all of the houses.
He owns the whole town?
It's a mini town.
Yeah, like there's a bar.
Yeah.
That he owns.
He owns the bar?
And I'm curious who operates it.
What?
Yeah, I think it's like a compound.
There we go.
Situation where he bought a whole area, and it's kind of that's Ed's.
Really?
Yeah, because then he bought the neighbors. He just kind of knocked on the door and was like,
"How much to get out?
Yeah, give me your house."
Wow.
Ed's not that way. Please tell me he's not on your list of the people you want to see fail.
No, because I think Ed seems very authentic to me all the time. Like
I agree,
think like, he shows he's silly, he messes up, he says he drinks too much. Like I don't think he's really hiding anything.
How many kids does he have?
I think two girls.
And
yeah.
Were they high school sweethearts or were they somebody, did she meet after he was already famous or no?
No, they've known each other since before.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Cherry.
I love that.
Yeah. They're so cute.
Okay, well, but he's not really moving here. From what I heard, he's going to tour here. And the idea of going back and forth, he's going to move here just while he's
touring.
Yes, because he doesn't. Otherwise, he'd be flying back and forth. He doesn't want to be without his babies.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And stuff. So, and the other thing I heard is he will continue to pay his taxes back.
Okay.
To home. He wants to make sure that the mother country is taken care of.
Gotcha. So,
interesting.
It's very nice.
Okay.
You're welcome, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I don't have a redhead story. But everyone is talking about the new Charlie Sheen documentary.
Ooh, I did want to see that.
Yeah, just premiered yesterday. And
is it on Netflix? Where is it?
I think it's Netflix.
Yeah. Yes. And he talked about, in the documentary, he talks about when he was filming the movie Free Money. Has anyone seen that one? Mm-hmm. I don't think I've
Charlie
seen
it. Charlie Sheen had a run of movies that were very, very, very missable.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, not a lot to see there. It was just money for drugs.
Well, he was actually having problems because of his drugs during the filming of that they were filming a scene at a bar, and he had trouble staying awake while they were filming. So he went into the bathroom to kind of get himself together, and he came up with a new kind of way to keep himself awake during the scene.
I'm scared.
Was it?
It was not drugs.
Okay.
He found an ice cube and decided to, I think you're going to need the sound effect that Erica hates.
Oh no.
He decided to insert the ice cube.
What? Where?
I got an idea of where it is.
Where would wake you on
a boy?
Why was he having a hard time staying awake?
I think because of the drugs. He was on drugs and stuff. So he's like, I gotta wake up. So he found the ice cube, inserted it, and it helped him regain the focus to finish the scene. So if I seem a little more peppy today,
Oh no.
It's not bad.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.